So we're having a special meeting. I don't actually have the agenda, so we're having a special meeting today to for consideration of the approve and authorization of the chairman's signature on declaration enacting stage one fire restrictions pursuant to Rock County's ordinance 2013-002. So, and turn that over to you guys. And again, we have a special meeting, 24-hour notice, and moving forward.
So the declaration is in front of you. This is a result of the meeting we had on yesterday morning with all of our surrounding counties and our federal partners on the status of the wildfire conditions. They went through all seven criteria for each of the counties. Contrary to what I briefed yesterday when I said that Grand County was the only one that did not go in, well, they actually went into restrictions down as well. So,
will they start Friday morning?
They agreed with the restrictions, correct. So the result of that was a recommendation of four of their indices have been met. All of our neighboring counties have been have agreed to go in starting on Friday if they're not in already. So our recommendation was to go into phase one restrictions effective at 8 o'clock Friday morning. We did have a vote with the fire districts immediately after that call, and all the fire districts agreed that that was the recommended course of action. And after we were here yesterday, you know, I spoke to Chief Stewart out in the hall. They're working on their own municipal restrictions that you'll be briefing the city council.
Now, actually, we went back and looked, and the city manager has authority to enact the stage one restrictions, so we'll go in at the same time as the county on Friday
morning. Friday morning.
So Steve Book will be in. Oak Creek himself is not planning on going in. And then
Oak Creek Fire or the town of
the
Oak
town.
Creek?
The
okay.
Town. The municipality.
And I believe the town of Yampa is having a special meeting tonight.
Well, as soon as this gets done, I am going to forward them. Both Yampa and Hayden wanted to actually see what our declaration was. So as soon as this is done, I'm going to forward this to both Matt Mendisco and I forget the lady's name in Yampa.
Janet
Bragg. So I'll be sending them this information as well. And I did speak to Chief Swinsick about the fireworks up there, as we discussed, and that is that would be his decision if they want to have it or not. And so he's talking to Julie up there. I don't remember last name, but they're working through that issue now with their fireworks. But he is aware that it is his decision.
Do you have any idea what he's going to do?
I would say that they'll probably continue with it. They've been doing it for 13 years, and the way theirs is set up, you know, they have an island in the middle they shoot them from. It's all over
in the lake.
In a lake, yeah, it's all. So I tend to think that they will continue.
Is Julie with the state?
She's a tribal supervisor of the state.
Okay.
Is there any difference between our stage one restrictions and the Forest Service's stage one restrictions?
I don't think so. I was looking at that. I think the one in the Forest Service is only three restrictions, so I don't think they talk about the...
Well, they've got five. The one most interesting one to me is that in a stage one restriction, you're not supposed to use explosives.
Well, we included that. I think we have that.
I just was kind of curious when you are allowed to do explosives in the, in the national forest. So I love it. There's the five items.
This is the five criteria?
This is the five items that are prohibited in the forest.
Okay.
Having a fire, smoking, operating a chainsaw without a...
Maybe
without
big excavators that are...
Welding or operating a torch or using an explosive.
Excavators.
Logging operations.
Huh?
Logging operations.
They use explosives a lot. It's a big tree.
Pick out stumps.
Oh, okay.
Break up rocks.
To get there.
Not that I was planning on using any explosives.
So I didn't. So we talked about the Steamboat Lake thing, and I was thinking about it over the night too. And I don't have a problem, especially talking about lighting it off in the lake, in the center of the lake, and where is it going to go? So it's going to go. But at the same point in time, I am a little leery about having the fire department managers being saying okay to something, and then if it gets away, county ends up being responsible for that thing.
Well, and that's the way it's actually written in the ordinance, though, too.
I understand that. I'm just saying that. It's like, whether it still ought to be consultation with you or somebody, and again, I'm not picking on Mel, you, since you're here, but it's just like, it was just kind of like, it's like, really? So I can say, if I'm the fire chief, I can say, yeah, it's fine, you can go ahead and go do that. And then, by the way, and it got loose, and the fire, well, county, it's your fire, you know, take care of it, so.
No, it's interesting you bring that up, because I hadn't really thought about that in talking, and kind of going a little bit off topic here, talking to the Vail fire chief. I'm not sure if they've canceled theirs or they're still going, but he had had some conversations with the FPO over in that forest about, well, if we do the fireworks and it gets away from us, it to become the Forest Service's problem, or now as the town who permitted the fireworks on the hook for that suppression cost, which made me think even
What's
more.
What's the answer?
They were having this kind
still
of
be litigated.
philosophical discussion at the table. There wasn't an answer. I don't think there's an answer here either, but it certainly would bring up some philosophical discussions, maybe a little more than philosophical. Should we have decided we were going to do fireworks this year?
Yeah.
We had the fire.
Goes out on incorporated Route County.
Right, you know, then. Or even the way the agreement's written right now, if we had a fire that got away from us and we were calling our partners in to help us, they could submit for reimbursement and county for that mutual aid assistance. And,
you know, and when we
so
had,
anyway, it's certainly something that's quite.
I think we need to talk about it, and I think it ought to be a mutual, you know, thing with, you know, Swinsick said, yeah, it's fine up there in Steamboat Lake. Somebody ought to be, on behalf of the county, who's ultimately going to be paying the bill, have some conversation.
But that's not the way it is
well.
Now.
Last summer during the fires, though, we have a better product when all of you professionals talk and come to consensus. You know, I don't think it's good ever in a situation where you and the fire chief would be in disagreement.
You
should be able to talk about it until you're on the same page.
But you don't want to give somebody the authority to create a variance or a waiver if they're not going to be paying for it.
But I don't think we can change that in our ordinance.
Not really.
We can.
Are you sure that it's
not today?
No, but I mean,
in the future, it's a future discussion.
We still have to comply with Title 32 and Senate Bill 20.
I don't think that's part of Senate Bill 30.
Who has the decision to allow exemptions from the Stage 1 restrictions? You don't think that's in the state law?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's worth
conversation. And again, Swinsick wouldn't have a problem, just like Mel's not. You know, it's conversation. Well, yeah, gosh, I hadn't thought about that. And we said, well, by the way, you guys are on the tap for that thing.
Well, my belief is whoever has to pay for it ought to be the one who's the ultimate decision maker. So if you don't think it's state law that we have to defer to a fire chief.
No, I don't think it is.
Then we ought to look at changing the ordinance.
And you're agreeing with me, and I appreciate the in-field perspective of the fire chief as well, you know, but at the same point in time, if we're the ultimate responsible party, we ought to have a voice at the table there, too.
So I'll address that with Eric when I leave here for possibly reviewing that. But the other thing is, just want to reassure that we are talking quite a bit. I mean, I talked to Chief Stewart, or Chief Swinsick at length, and even last year, before Chief Stewart canceled fireworks, you know, he reached out to me and said, hey, Mo, do you want to be part of this team? And so I was going to go up there with them and all that. So we do coordinate quite a bit, but it doesn't answer your question about the decision making. But I'll talk to Eric and also about that.
So speaking of coordination, we've met four of the seven criteria that justifies issuing this declaration. What is the process for coming back out?
It's pretty much the same thing, just in reverse order. Once we think that the conditions, you don't have to have a magical number like we'll get it down to three, but once the group thinks that the conditions are not likely, then we would come back here.
So the intent is for all of these groups to work in unison on this.
Yes.
Going in, coming out.
According to our conference call yesterday, they anticipated an actual heavier than normal monsoon season this summer in July.
Oh, there goes a hang.
my climate change.
I've been trying the hay just to make it rain, you know. Hasn't done any
so good. If that were the case and the fuel moisture contents went down, then that would ultimately be up to you guys to rescind it, but that would be
important. But we have to take a vote again.
Yeah, we would have, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we would bring it back just like we are today, but just in reverse order.
Again, I appreciate the Scientology here of that seven criteria.
Actually, it's not Scientology. I'm pretty sure.
There's still some other
science. No, science. Scientology is a religion.
Oh. Well, it definitely wasn't the poll on the paper where we had 300 local experts weigh in on when we ought to be under restriction.
So do we have those seven criteria that...
Yeah, what are the seven criteria?
They're right here.
They're actually in there, included in there.
This is Moffat County's analysis, but these are the seven. And once you have four of the seven, that's the trigger.
So the four that we triggered were the first two and the last two.
Same as Moffat County, it looks like.
So Tegan, well, Moffat is actually two. So that all seven, actually,
they went six out of the seven.
Well, Moffat and Rio Blanco break their counties up into east of 13 and west of 13. So typically, the drying action moves west to east. So you can see it's a lot worse to the west than this east. But even though they break it up, they decided to make a countywide decision.
Okay.
So both Rio Blanco and Moffat.
But both county. Sides of the highway meet the.
They both meet it, just not right. The same as.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you could, Tegan, if you could put the Rob County page in there in the minutes, that would be great. Because, I like to think that we do this scientifically.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm good. Anybody
else?
We want
to see if Paul has any public comment.
Paul did.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve and authorize your signature on a declaration enacting Stage 1 fire restrictions pursuant to Ordinance 2013-002.
Second.
Any discussion?
Well, just that, you know, better safe than sorry. Appreciate the work you guys do, and I think this is the right thing for us to do, too.
And the other thing, I guess, educationally wise, and Matt, appreciate you being here, too, and if we can educate our citizens to be smart and fire-wise, it always helps, too. Yeah. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye.